You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number two already, inexplicably. I don't know how that happens so fast sometimes. But we just got through the first dipper there, the ESG gunfight. I'll be going into the next one here in just a moment called Taking Back the Truth. But let me just do a quick news update, so you may have already heard. The submersible that was taking five crew members, actually some of them were tourists, but anyway, down to see the wreck of the Titanic, which is literally like several, it's right at 2 miles down, 12,500-ish feet, 2 miles below the surface. They are saying that they have not only discovered the wreckage, but that the wreckage has clearly indicated that it suffered a catastrophic implosion. So apparently the pressure was just far too much. In fact, somebody, and I got to go back to the text lines and find it, texted in about the pressure at that depth. Who was that? Oh, shoot. I want to find that because he's who is it?
JT.
Where is it at? Can you read it out to me?
Unmute my mic. JT from Lacey Springs. Titanic is at a depth of 12,500 feet. Pressure at that depth is 5,500 PSI.
Wow, 5,500 PSI. So that's some epic pressure right there. And there was a lot of talk about, you know, whether or not this submersible was the quality it was supposed to have been. But it's something. Apparently five people. I mean, I just can't imagine and who knows what transpired. Was it immediate? Did it at that depth, by the way, the human body is not going to survive but a second. I mean, I don't think that they had much suffering, if you will. I'm pretty sure the pressure crushed them too as soon as they lost pressure inside their submersible. I just hope that it was not a lingering moment where things were beginning to slowly capitulate. And anyway, all that to say, tragedy. The sub debris has now been found after a catastrophic implosion, they're saying. At full depth. So it was just about 1,600 feet off the bow of the Titanic's wreck. Okay, anyway, hey, let me do this. I got some other text messages here. Let me grab them real quick. John from Huntsville says, the Tales of Wells Fargo was a pretty good Western show back in the 60s. Yeah, it was back in the 60s. It was. Where'd we go on? Brian from Birmingham says, Ruger ought to ask BlackRock and the banks what brand of guns. Oh, I already read that one, didn't I? That was a good one. I guarantee you some of their securities toting firearms, packing heat. TL from Huntsville, it's not just our Second Amendment gun rights. Since former Ambassador Sam Brownback started the National Committee for Religious Freedom, the NCRF, .org, his organization got chased away by J.P. Morgan. He is calling out the debanking discrimination of religious and political groups. Wow. Okay. That's amazing. I need to check that story down. Thanks, TL. We appreciate it. And then JT from Lacey Springs. He says, as to local banks, last time I called my bank customer service, the rep was in Coleman.
Yes, it is.
That's a whole lot better than having them be in India. So there's that. All right, listen, the phones are ringing. 833-687-4448. You got commentary or you got comments you want to text in, same number. By the way, if you're texting in for the first time, just text the word right side. 833-68-RIGHT. Text the word right side. You'll get an automated message back that says something along the lines of, hey, you right side ruffian, we're glad to have you there. What's your first name and where you're from? You tell us that. We'll plug you into the system to be with the scads, the near 1,000 that we have in our texting system right now. Love to have you. One other thing that I'll point out before I jump on the dipper. Rightsideradio.org, that's our website. And you may be listening during the break and you're hearing the ads that run, and then you may also be thinking, man, those dudes on Right Side, Phil and Boomer, they're constantly talking about stuff. They're saying what I believe, and I hope that's true. But if you want to advertise your business on a show like this, we'd love to talk to you. Mm-hmm. So the end result of this is that Right Side is a standalone business. We're not owned by the stations that are they're playing our program. Mm. We own our content, which means we also have to run a business, which means we also have to have revenue generation, which means that one of the ways we do that is selling ads. So if you want to contact us, you can't contact the station. You got to contact us. You go to our website, rightsideradio.org. There's a thing that says advertising and contact. Send us a message. We'll get right back to you. All right. Let me jump over here. Taking back the truth. Dipper number dose. Story here from Fox News from yesterday. Just one of many outlets I could have pulled it from. Adam Schiff. You know Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff. Russia, Russia, Russia. I have seen the evidence. Well, apparently he hasn't seen the evidence. And Adam Schiff just became only the third person of the House of Representatives to be censured since the turn of the century. So censorship yesterday, what that basically is, it's an open and public admonishment. And it was because of his dishonesty for the hyperbole of ramping things up to a level that was purely political, not based in truth. Says the House of Representatives voted on Wednesday to censure Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, for pushing claims that former President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign had colluded with Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia! A vote that made Schiff just the third member of the House to be censured since the turn of the century. The resolution passed 213 to 209, a party line vote. There were six Republicans who just voted present. I don't know why. McCarthy then asked Schiff to present himself in the well of the House. And that's, I mean, it's not like they just put his name on a piece of paper. He is called to be physically present and have to step down into the well of the House and receive the actual information that he's been censured and what it's for. Schiff then stood in the well of the House as required by the resolution and was hugged and cheered by dozens of Democrats who surrounded him. And he went on to just basically say it was a badge of honor to him, he says. Still, it was well deserved. It needed to happen. And I'm glad they did it. Why am I bringing that up? Because, folks, what we're seeing right now is that Republicans who took a bare, slim majority back in the House, they've decided they're not going to let the distortions of the truth just go unabated. They're not going to let all the lies that have been perpetrated by the Democrats while they were in charge. I mean, Adam Schiff was taken off of his Senate Intel Committee assignment. Good. He needed to be taken off. I wish there was something more serious than just censorship. But in the end, what I'm saying is, number two on the triple dipper here, taking back the truth. What does that mean? What it means is the demands being foisted upon us, the notions that we have to comply at all times with things we know aren't true. You will get in line or we'll take action against you. Resist. Take back the truth. Here's an example, just one of many. Of course, Adam Schiff being the big classic, you know, one over the world kind of view. But how about the very simple stuff? How about this piece from the Daily Citizen dated May 4th of last year? Don't be bullied in the pronoun war. Take back the truth, y'all. If you're told that you have to use pronouns that make no sense, I mean, there is an English language still, right? They still teach grammar in schools, I believe, I think. And yet, liberals are allowed to distort the English language, not by way of slang, by way of mandate. You will now use your preferred pronouns as part of your signature block on your emails. What if I don't want to? Well, we got to, because everybody's got to know how to respond to you. Well, my name is Phil. That's, generally speaking, a dude. The Navy is doing this, by the way. The Navy is encouraging and mandating, actually, the use of pronouns in signature blocks. I mean, so first of all, when it comes to taking back the truth, let's start with the English language. He and she still mean something, and they're tied to the biological he and she. They're not tied to how do you feel today. They're not tied to your identity. They're not. Gender is truthfully designed to be tied to your biological sex. And then on top of that, they is not a singular person. A person can't be a they. A they, a them, is going to wind up being at least two. All right? Got to have a minimum of two to be a they. So you can't be a they. He can't be a they. She can't be a they. All God's children got to have at least two to be a they. Let's take back our English. Right out the gate, if you're told you got to use pronouns and you know it's not right, or how about this? The whole non-binary. You know, I want to use she. What is she? She is my non-binary designation for pronouns. You just made that up. Well, I didn't. Somebody else told me about it. Well, then they made it up. All right, here's the bottom line. Is poppycock like that? I tell you what, Boomer, it's jackassery is what it is. It's exactly what it is. Take me to a break, boom, on that jackassery note. And then coming up, by the way, at the bottom of the half hour, don't forget, we got the substitute in place, Boomer McQueen, not on the tap for the day. It's Boomer and Butters. That's going to be good. All right, you guys, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. More Taking Back the Truth right after this. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I'm going to the text lines because they blew up while I was on the break there. So you gonna hit it? I just said blew up and you did. I caught you napping.
I'm fading one thing out and then I'm napping.
With regards to this whole thing I'm doing right now, taking back the truth, John from Decatur says, with regards to the signature blocks, the Navy uses requires pronouns to be used, is what I understand. John from Decatur says, I'm in the Army, and my signature block says First Sergeant. There you go. Roger that. Thank you, Top. Appreciate you. John, appreciate your service. David from Huntsville, military pronouns are sir and yes, sir. They know the deal. John from Huntsville is disappointed, Boomer. He's disappointed that McQueen is not here and hopes Butters does not let him down.
Oh, Butters is not going to let him down.
Oh, no.
He's ready
all.
For these questions.
I'm saying.
These questions are going to spring on us.
That's right. We'll see. Well, I think it's going to go good. JT from Lacey Springs says, did you know Elon Musk bans the use of cis on Twitter, considers it a slur? You know, my wife told me yesterday, Boom, that Charlene said, we got to quit using, you know, we jokingly call ourselves a couple of cis white males in the studio today.
Yeah.
Said, quit using cis. It legitimizes that whole notion that there is a cisgender.
Huh. We are just white males.
Now we're racist.
Now
we're just males. Now you're just sexist. Males. Just a couple of dudes trying to get by. How about that? I'm a dude. All right. Juan from Newmarket. Feelings supersede facts for liberals. Until the jail cell doors close them in, they will never listen to truth. Censoring, letters of reprimand, mean tweets, they will not fix anything. Talk about Adam Schiff, I suppose. What else we got here? Navy Phil from Athens says, well, if they have multiple personalities, they may be considered a they. Well, I guess that could be. No, because they only come out one at a time.
Only one.
Yeah, if they got multiple personality disorder, then it only shows up one, and they can't. They're not talking out both sides of their mouth at the same time, I would imagine.
They can't do that.
This is why are we talking about this? This is freaking me out. Okay, go on. Moving on. Last couple, I'll go. Butch from Athens. How about the significance that most all of the Democrat Congress supported Schiff? I know. I mean, it was a party line vote. It was you can't vote our guy down. But he lied. Well, you can't vote our guy down. Okay. Casey Junebug from Hartzell says, Adam Schiff should be in prison. How disgraceful for him to say it's a badge of honor. I know. Monty from Huntsville, talking about the sub. Referencing the sub at 55,000 PSI. Isn't that about the chamber pressure of a 5.5? I don't know, man. Sounds like it. Sounds like soup, he says. Yeah, it sounds horrible. Do I have another? All right. Wiley from Gunnersville says, with regards to the depth and pressure, in 1994, he says, while working in scuba diving in Truck Lagoon, He said, I took a regular small size styrofoam coffee cup down with me to 237 feet, and it slowly crumpled down to the size of a ping pong ball at depth. Hmm, something to study on. It's sad. I mean, this is it had to be a tragic moment. Within this whole thing about taking back the truth, a couple more. So what did I have so far? Taking back the truth on the language. You don't have to go they, them, she, he when you know it's not a she or a he. How about this? What about the transgender agenda in the first place? No. You are not a woman. You were born a biological male. You're a dude wearing girl clothes. I'm just saying. Well, I don't care if you've taken all the time to have, like, surgical alterations. You're a dude who is posing as a woman. That's reality. That is science. Well, the other day in a hearing, June 21st, the story came out yesterday from Red State. Ted Cruz had a trans ideologue spinning in circles, he says, during a hearing. Ted Cruz, in a Senate hearing, transgender ideology collapsed in on itself on Wednesday as the president of the Human Rights Campaign thoroughly discredited herself under questioning on Capitol Hill. So this particular person, Kelly Robinson, working for HRC, the Human Rights Campaign, the biggest and most prolific advocate for the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym organizations, was being questioned by Cruz. Here's how the dialogue went. You ready? Cruz, Ms. Robinson, do you agree with Ms. Gaines, that's Riley Gaines, there's a difference between men and women? If the question's about trans women, I'm just asking, is there a difference between men and women? Well, what I can say is that the NCAA has ruled. Okay, I'm going to try again, said Ted Cruz. Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? It's a yes or no question. Do you believe there's a difference? Well, I think we're talking about the case of the NCAA. No, ma'am. I'm asking you a question. Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? Most people can answer this simply. I'm curious if you're willing to do so. Well, I mean, absolutely. I'm just putting into context this conversation we're having. There's different definitions related to sex, but I also... And he asked her, is that a yes? I'm trying to get to a yes or no. I'm trying to get to a speech. I'm not trying to get to a speech. Is there a difference between men and women? Her answer, finally. Well, I think there are definitions for biological sex, which is different than gender. No, it's not. It is not. We are allowed, by the way, to seize back the science. I don't care what they say at their gay pride rallies. I don't care what they say in the children's section of the library with the pride books. I don't care what they say with regards to whether or not someone should be allowed to surgically alter their five-year-old. You have a right to say no. We can take back the truth on this. It just requires us to not look aside or not get used to it or not decide that we just don't want to make waves. Because, folks, this is, you talk about, they want to say that we're climate deniers. They are absolutely denying truth when it comes to the transgender ideology. Just take back the truth. Don't let them have the truth. It can be the English language. It can be climate stuff. It can be the transgender agenda. All I'm saying is this. Don't just ignore the blatant mistruths. Point it out. Call it what it is. All right, we're coming right back with Boomer and Butters. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.